they indeed found a manifesto written by Jared that outlined minute by minute what his actions were going to be on the first day of school, to include detonating explosive devices through the school. There were two individual faculty members that were specific targets, and then he also mentioned his desire to cause more casualties than were suffered at Columbine.
The one that's creating the most controversy now actually happened on Facebook. And basically, two men in Cheshire were arrested, convicted, and have now been sentenced to 4 years in prison for inciting a riot on Facebook. And what they've done basically is they invited their friends to join them in what was called a smashdown. Apparently, nobody showed up for this riot and looting, but the police did. They found out about it, and they arrested these two.
As you can see to the west, there are some clouds. We are all hoping for the best that the weather is going to bypass us, but there's a very good chance that it won't. Once the storm passes and everything's safe, we're going to try our best to come back and resume the show, which we have every belief that that's going to happen.
We have to make sure that we prevent that from going forward. So how do you do that? Well, you do that by getting to the facts, you know, by getting to the truth. And, you know, how did this guy, if he did, how did he get around our players like that? And so I know me as a head coach, I want to know. And I know our assistant coaches want to know, because we want to make sure it never happens again. It shouldn't happen.